to keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Megan and Ari with your 9 a.m. headlines.
In local news, Greyhound Australia Coach Company is investigating after a driver was reportedly scrolling through videos on their phone while transporting passengers on Queensland's Bruce Highway. A passenger on board took photos and videos of the driver scrolling behind the wheel and claimed that she felt extremely unsafe. Quote, "He just kept scrolling on YouTube, watching movies and the news. It was scary because he kept going off the road and we almost hit a little white car." Greyhound has stated that the matter is being investigated and has made no further comment.
In national news in Western Australia, 270 feral deer have been culled in national parks, leading to an outcry against further eradication. In June, the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development proceeded an aerial cull. Across the southwest of Western Australia, helicopters flew over the Esperance and Harvey areas and shot down red deer, an invasive species brought into Australia around the 19th century. And pushback has arisen with the proposed return of the killings in 2027, given the noise and the disturbing and inhumane killings. You're having choppers flying around your property, shooting multiple rounds in quick succession, using distress noises to spook the deer out of heavy cover, says Harvey resident Matt Muir. They would have let off 50 rounds.
The closure and sale of Australia's last manganese smelter in northern Tasmania is expected to eliminate about 250 jobs, leaving the communities who fought for its continuation gutted. Liberty Bell Bay Smelter had been in administration since March. In May, hopes were raised when administrators stated an agreement was in the works, but the sale ultimately dropped this week. Only a small number of Liberty Bell Bay's employee team will remain to safely close the site. Administrators E.Y. Parthenon said in this week's statement that, quote, "employees are being provided with all support available during this difficult time. Both Tasmanian governments and the Commonwealth are providing immediate on-ground support to the employees and families affected." The Bell Bay Joint Unions Group, who had been fighting to keep the smelter alive, have urged both levels of government to continue discussing with administrators to somehow revive the sale of the smelter.
In international news, former Atlantia CEO Giovanni Castellucci has been sentenced for 12 years over the deadly 2018 collapse of a motorway bridge in Italy. The tragic fall of the Genoan infrastructure has killed 43 people as vehicles plunged from the flyover into warehouses and a riverbed. Mr. Castellucci has already been sentenced for 6 years over another fatal incident with a viaduct collapse in 2013. Prosecutors argue that poor maintenance, ignore warnings, and delays of safety work led to the collapse, all whilst profits continue to be generated. Defense lawyers deny these claims.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with showers. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au. It's okay. I'm break.